I've got it in front of me now. Chapter 7. And it won't take that long to finish the previous chapter. And chapter 7 is just one of those, not a difficult chapter, it's an awkward chapter. So I'll have to do it tonight. Now, but I'll be able, it's better to take that phone because it opens the indications again. It's to press 9 is at the gate. Is it? Press 9.
And as far as the lighting goes, every time they put a bulb on the street, they're trying to find a bulb that needed to understand.
Does your throat all fail then?
It doesn't want to fall. Sometimes it always can.
All right. Now, we are on pages 156 and 157.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, better.
Now we've got the Alpi has the door in Saga Olam the Ever. I just want to give you an idea of what it is that the Derech Hashem is saying here. You'll remember that he told us that if we want to have an idea of the divine court, we could have some idea of it from what happens in the courts down below, the Beis Din and the Sanhedrin down below. And we explained that last week. Now, and then he made a very important statement. He says that God doesn't judge according to his knowledge, but according to the system that he has set up. And what he meant by that was that if God knows that a certain person has done wrong, he knows about it and he can judge and decide what punishment must be meted out to that person. But he doesn't do it that way. It's brought to the heavenly court. And there is the prosecutor, and there is the defender, and the case is put before, and he's not always the judge. He is the supreme judge. And he watches over it all. But that is the system through which it goes. And there is the prosecutor who prosecutes and gives his case and what the wrong is. There is the defender who speaks about the circumstances. And then there are the judges. And there is God above it all. So it's a system. It doesn't go according to God's knowledge, but it goes according to a system. That is what he meant when he said that. Is that clear? Now, we may have to spend a few minutes when we complete as to why it should be. That shouldn't God just judge according to the form of a heavenly. But we're not quite ready for that. You've just got to finish this chapter. Now, once you've got that foundation, it won't take you long to get the idea. It is our Pia Dori Nisnaiko Olambe. It's according to this world is conducted. Then in the Torah, we find certain expressions that are used. And these expressions fit in entirely into the system which we have described. For it says, and God went down to see. Now we're going to watch that in a moment. I'll just put that into its context for you. This was when the children, the inhabitants of the world, and it was the world, it was confined only to a small area of them, and then they decided, and this was after the flood, the several dimensions after the flood, and now they had decided that to build a tower, although the description of it is a tower with its top going into the heavens above. It doesn't mean that. It means it was a very high tower that it could be seen from everywhere. And the idea was that they would make themselves independent of any natural force. They were certain there wouldn't be a flood, but if there was to be a famine, and that could be, then they would all work together. This would be the central point. If there was a fire, they'd all come together, and this would be the central point, and from there they would work together. This is a cooperative and a community that is self-sufficient unto itself, and it is able to insure itself against anything that might happen in nature. This was the idea. What was wrong with it was, is that they wanted to make themselves independent from God, and they can take charge of everything. Now, it's not such a difficult thing to understand when one realizes that this is the human God. And they said that he pays everything. There's crime. If the economy is in order, and everybody has got something to eat, and everybody's got a roof over his head, and everybody's got food to eat, you don't have to worry about there won't be any crime. Because crime is just a result of people not having enough. And that people perhaps have enough but want too much, want more, that will be controlled. Everybody will have the same amount. That was communism. Any ills in the world, communism, the economy could cure. And they made themselves independent of God. And I don't have to tell you what happened. If you speak to the Russians, they'll give you the details of it. How it was prohibited to worship God. Any form of religion was prohibited. And they carried it out very successfully. You can see how long it lasted. It lasted for exactly 70 years and it fell apart. And this was the idea of the Tower of Babel. And it says, and God came down to see. Now, it is necessary for God to come down to see. And we will find out soon what is meant by it. All it says, Vayobo b'nehu Elohim lehitziyat say. There's a description given in the first chapter of the book of Job, where God is sitting on his throne, and the angels all come, the ministering angels all come, and it says there, and the literally, and the sons of God came and placed themselves. By the sons of God, it means these powers, which we call angels, and it just as I've showed you so many times, it's just an unfortunate word that we use, because we have given a different interpretation to angels. But these are powers. Each one is a separate power. And these powers came and stood in the court of God. And then, it was then that God said, here you have a man, Job, who is so pure and so upright, and asked the prosecuting angel, have you got anything to say? And he says, yes, I've got quite a lot to say. He says, He's got everything. Why shouldn't he be like that? You just give me permission to do with him what I like. The Hashem says, yes, you can do what you like with him as long as you don't touch his body. So, the children die, his wife dies, all his cattle are destroyed, his house is destroyed, and Hashem afterwards has a court session again, and Satan comes, the power of evil comes, and Hashem says, well, now you're satisfied, you can see. He says, yes, a man will be, can withhold anything until he actually just if it touches himself, it's a different thing. He said, right, I give you a right to do that, but you can't kill him. Well, you know what he did. The pain that he caused you, the physical pain that he caused you. And this is the great trouble that takes place afterwards. Now, there you've got a description of the court and of the tower. I'm not dealing tonight with you. What was the purpose of it all? I dealt with it on a teaching board a couple of years ago. Then we've got another expression, Einei Hashem Heimo Meshelteti B'chol Olim. The eyes of Hashem scrutinize the whole world, the whole earth. So he says, Einei Hashem Sholach Hashem Lichalei B'olim. These are they whom Hashem sent to walk to and fro on the earth. V'acherim ko'ele, there are many like these. He says, Akol Ne'emar Adachi Ad Go'azei. This is all to describe this particular system. It is a system that God uses to judge the world, to control the world. That is the system. According to the system which he ordered. He says, and those angels that are set to look after worldly matters, affairs of the world, and to bring reports about them, are called the eyes of Hashem. So when it says, and Hashem went down to see, it means he sent one of these towers, so to say, go down to see, and it's brought back to Hashem the report, and it's discussed at the court. Not that it's necessary, because Hashem knows it all, but that is the system that exists, and it has to go through that system. Come back to that a little bit later. So is Boris Shemoh al Echot Nezbote Adinu Mishpeit Inyan Mehoi Yori Tegel Inyan Bone Amigdo Vizmana Nehemar Vayeru Hashem Yeres Vachem Kol Tiyetet Vizim. And therefore, when the time comes that Hashem appoints a court to judge something at a particular time, for example, those who build the Tower of Babel, Then it uses the expression, and Hashem came down to see. So we've got to understand it in rather a metaphorical sense. Now, the Ulam Solishet is Bonen She'en Adinyan Ba'eli Yonin Imash Inasid Malchus Oreb Elo Vasadori Ach Ba'oten Ha'osas Adavorit En Adinyan Ba'amidi Kivakashmi Inasim Tepi Vashi Shaykh Bohem Vasogotim Avokot Yonayim Uvilchonim Tepi Mashi Shaykh Bohem Vasogotim Yonayim. He said, now, we've got to realize something, and that is that the similarity is only in the system. That is the system. He says, but you've got to realize that in the heavenly court you are speaking about matters that are abstract, that are spiritual, and here on earth you are speaking about matters that are concrete. He says, but the real comparison is only in the system, but in nothing else. That is what he tells us. And then he says, we may some order Baruch Hu Esak HaTegas, this I explained to you already, Hashem set up a prosecutor, who are certain, and that is Satan. Sheneemar Baba Yoba Gavah Sotan Besechom. As it says in that first chapter in the book of Job, that when God called the heavenly powers, Satan was among them. Now, Ufakudo Solis Boa Din Bevote Adin. And his work is to demand justice in the courts of law, in the heavenly courts of law. And that he claims and when he demands that there should be justice, then the powers which are the judges are aroused and they are called upon to judge. So really, he sets the ball rolling. Umimidas tuvo isborok shemoshino yispos padin archiya katre tamakatre. He says, now, it's part of this system that Hashem doesn't do anything until Satan, that power, actually demands and prophesies. Until then, Hashem doesn't do anything. That is the system. The Afapi Shechatoya Chote Zuin upon him, he said, although the sins of the wrongdoer are known to us, but the system, the way it works, is that the Makatre comes, the accuser comes that he's Satan, and so to say, he demands that there should, justice should be done to this particular case. Have we got that? And so, we've got an expression in, that is used, that is, don't give Satan an opening. And I gave you the example of the Chofetz Chaim, as the Bechor of Wasserman was present, where the Chofetz Chaim asked a certain man to do something, and this man said, I'm not well enough to be ill enough, I can't do it. And years later, the Bechor of Wasserman met him at one of the voting places, he took us back there, and he met him, he said, how old? He said, I haven't been at all there. He said, well, how long? He said, about 2 years. He said, do you remember what happened 2 years ago? He said, that hasn't happened. He said, you were the Chofetz Chaim in Austin. He said, you remember it. And he said, were you really ill? He said, no, I wasn't really ill, but I didn't want to do that. I had to keep coming to you. He said, well, Satan comes to Hashem and says, look, this man says he was here. Are you going to let him tell a lie? He said, he can't do it because he's ill. Are you going to let him tell a lie? So he gave the opening for Satan to be ill. Gave the opening. He became ill. You follow? So those are the ways it works. And it gives us some idea. Let us just finish this chapter now. He said, and even here there are laws that govern this type of accusation of prostitution. That is, how it should be and when it should be. The Satan cannot come at any time, and he cannot come in any random way. There are principles, there are laws. For example, Satan can't come to Hashem at any time and just demand that justice to be done. When the about there gives us an understanding of when are the times. For example, in a time of danger. This is a time of danger. And the person has goes walks into the danger. For example, there is the Archbishop of Canterbury sends Terry Waite to Lebanon. Remember that? The Chochmah. He sends Terry Waite to Lebanon. Why does he send him to Lebanon? Because Terry Waite will negotiate the release of all the hostages. So what happens? Terry Waite becomes a hostage himself, and he's still a hostage. Won't let him out. What has he done here? He's gone into danger. That is the time that the Satan accuses. At the time when he's in danger, that is just the time. Now he's in danger. Let him have what he deserves. Is that clear? You don't understand this.
No.
Now, if you don't understand this, you must tell me where it'll become a little bit clear. Let me just finish. The same as the Omrach HaChomeini, the Chomeini, 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 there are three situations in which the transgressions of man are brought to the fore. The fore in Rabbi Gehazi, there are many examples. For example, the Gemara says that where there is an unsafe wall, today they build walls better than they used to be, but it's unsafe. Or the bridge is unsafe. You know it's not a safe bridge. If a person goes across that bridge when it's unsafe, that is the time that Satan accuses and demands. That is the time. That is one case. Another case is where a person prays and asks for something and just waiting now that God does what he asks for. That's a bad thing. We pray and we don't believe. First of all, we've got to be very careful what we pray for. Because we can pray for something that can be our undoing and our downfall. So we've got to be very careful. And that is why in our prayers, if you go through the prayer book, you'll find, first of all, that prayers are said in the plural. Only one or two exceptions is the reason for that is said in the singular. But prayer is in the plural. It's for everybody. And you will notice that it's harmless. For example, we pray for knowledge. The knowledge is knowledge of the total, understanding of it. We pray that God brings us to the total, brings us to repentance, brings us to purity. We pray, I'm trying to take it in its order. We pray that God forgives us. We pray that God sees the affliction of our people wherever they are. We pray that for healing, that the sick should be healed, all those who are ill, that they should be healed. We pray that God blesses the produce of the world, that there is rain, and that there is produce, that the earth produces, and there's enough food to eat. We pray that our people should be freed from oppression. And so it goes on. But those are all harmless things. Things that can't do any harm. Now we don't pray for wealth. Because wealth is something that can destroy a person. Can make a person, can destroy a person. We don't pray for wealth. We leave that to God. So one has to be very careful for what one prays. Is that clear? Yes.
But
regarding you, you say that when you don't use life, yes. Then you feel. Yes. You know that before the system is very common. Yes. And that it's a yes, you know that it's not definite that there must be a therapist there. You know that there are, it can be easier and it can be worse. Of course, we want Mashiach to come and we want him to come see that year. We want Jerusalem to be rebuilt and we want it to be built too. That's yes. We want the same David to set his there. Those are the things we ask for. But when we ask, if the bad things have got to come first, then we want it to come and be over with and so that we can get on with the work, so to say. Those are the things we ask for. Those are the difficulties. Have you got the idea? Anybody who's got any difficulty with that, that the accuser, that is Satan, he is at his best when a person puts himself into danger. Have you got any difficulties with that? Not all right. Now, just as a sentence, the Uber Lahol in Yoram is 41 names, the Kuru is proclaimed, cooking with Rokin is the Dorin to make the Kosovo of Moshe Bosch. His money and his money is not such as the Uber Kakamani is not his own. Now, it is, so, in all these things, in the matters, first of all, there are very many laws and regulations which cover the administration of divine justice. For example, he says, there are certain times when they are judged. The court doesn't sit at all times and for various things. For example, the Arba Krokim Olam Yidam. We are told that the world is judged at all different times. On Pesach, the world is judged for grain. Now, grain is something very important, of course, because that is the way of life. We have to have grace. The world is judged on paper for grace. On Shavuot, the world is judged for fruit. Shavuot is the time for fruit. That's the day of judgment for fruit. On Sukkot, the world is judged for rain. Will they be right? Will they going to be right? Where they will be? Where they won't be? And on Rosh Hashanah, the human being is judged. So those are the four periods of the year where the heavenly court sits in judgment. And so there are rules and regulations for all this and times when the court sits, when it doesn't sit in place. And then there's another rule, for example, Melech Nichnos Techilo Ladin, Mikame Delechit Charon Af. The one who has got the greatest responsibility is called first to be judged on the throne. The king before anybody else. The one who's got the greatest responsibility, he is judged first. And the reason is, before there is too much anger. All the words up. That is, all he says here, the Chaymash Omnes Letegin with Dano, he says, and there's a difference between before the sentence and after the sentence, and there are all these differences, little regulations that govern it all. And that brings that subject. Yes?
Not
for
the fourth time
present.
Yes. What about the time of the 3 weeks
and 9 days? Yeah, that is not a time of judgment. It is just that that is not an auspicious time for good things to happen. But that is not a time of judgment. And that is something that we are going to discuss in the next chapter. That certain times of the year, with certain things, certain times of the year come down, it might be a good time, it might be a happy time, it can be a bad time also. And the time of the 3 weeks, there's so many bad things that happen during that time that we've got to be prepared for. All right? Yeah.
I'm understanding what you're saying, that there are these structures or ways to do things. It's just somewhat for me hard to follow, because I mean, I always feel there's a shocha for each individual person, each problem, and so why all this structure, I guess we'll never know. But and it's also so theoretical.
Well, I know that that is a difficult, it's not that mm-hmm. it's theoretical,
mm-hmm.
it's more than theoretical, it's completely abstract.
Mm.
It's completely abstract, but it gives us some idea of how these things are ordered. Now, if I understand you correctly, then what you're asking is, how can it be, or why is it, that it should be like this? Now we've got to understand that God stands above it all and directs it all. Mm-hmm. And God interferes also in the judgment, and God can say, now, this is enough, or that can all happen in this. The thing is, why should it be so? I'm trying to put it as simply as I can. Based on what we have learned before, that everything here upon earth has its root in the world of, in the spiritual world. That is where it's got its root. And there it is, in its very thought, it is completely conceptual and abstract. Then it comes down to earth, and when it comes down to earth, it goes through very, very many stages until it becomes concretized and it is in a form in which we have it here on earth. That is the way it works. So the same with the heavenly court, that till it comes down, that is the way it works. Now, we also have the principle that it works in reverse, that our, what we do, influences also right back unto the source. So this is the opportunity that is given, that we also influence things that goes back to our source. And it's all part of this recital that is going by degree. And don't forget, we divide it into four distinct categories, and that is the Olam Ruach, which is pure spirit, the Olam Habriyah, in which there are already forces, then the Olam HaYetziro, where the matter is formed, and the Olam Ruach is, we've got the things as they are gathered upon earth already. But these are only four categories, but still from the world of spirituality, until the world of creation, there is a lot of degrees. And from the world of creation to the world of formation, again lots of degrees, until it comes to what we have here upon us. All right, now the next chapter is rather, it's not that it's a difficult chapter, but it's a strange chapter, and I've got to deal with it. And this is Hashpoas HaKochavi, the influence of the stars. Now, you've all heard about astrology, and if you haven't, you must read Mrs. Reagan's book, I believe. So you've all heard, the question is there anything in it at all or not? Now, you remember, when Paro eventually left the place where he goes, he says, you go. I see evil there. My astrologer tells me, I can see that you go into the fall into evil. Because of the stars, he can see. Now, is it superstition or is there anything real to it? Now, there are two schools of thought. These two schools of thought start very, very early, and they go right up to the present day. And therefore we find in the Torah, first of all, we find that it is wrong to engage in any kind of witchcraft. It is wrong to engage in any kind of divining, of fortune telling. Absolutely wrong to do anything like that. Then we see Paro can tell their son, and he was right. The only thing he saw a lot of bloodshed. But what was it? It was the bloodshed of the circumcision. They were being a brief deal. Those that haven't been circumcised have been circumcised. So he was right and he was wrong, you see. Now, is there such a thing or not? Now, you know that there are, in this world, people who are known as spiritualists. And the question is there such a thing or isn't there? Can one communicate with the dead or can't one communicate with the dead? Now, this is a machlokes that goes on. It goes on in the Torah when Shaul goes to this woman, and she calls up the spirit of Samuel. Is it real or is it not real? Some say it's real and some say it's not real. So it goes right back thousands of years. It goes right back until modern times. There were two people who engaged in the modern period, engaged very much in spiritualism. The one was Sir Oliver Lodge, who was a great scientist, and he believed in it. The other one was Arthur Conan Doyle, who was a surgeon. He's the one that has to tell a famous story, that he was a surgeon, and he believed in Satanism. There is Paul Gallico, who went very, very deeply into the subject, and wrote the book, The Hands of Mary Constable, is the man. The Hands of Mary Constable is an interesting book to read. Now, Paul Gallico went very carefully into this, and he shows that the whole thing is a scam. So the whole thing is a scam. He calls it the Hands of Mary Constable. And it's a fine piece of work. He shows it up. Now, so you've got, right up to today, you've got this controversy going on. Can one communicate with the dead or can't one? The Torah's answer is, don't try and communicate with the dead. That's the Torah's answer. Does the Torah say you can or you can't? I can't tell you whether the Torah says you can or you can't. The Torah says, don't communicate with the dead. Don't try to communicate with the dead. And that is it. But there are, I'm sure that there is, because we've got examples in the Talmud of where there is communication between the dead and the living, not so much the living and the dead. You know what the difference is?
Mm-hmm.
That the dead wants to communicate with the living, you've got something like that. Where the living communicates with the dead, that is much more difficult. Now, that is what bothers him. The big part of the story is the question of astrology. Is there any truth in the Gemara? Who is the school? There is a school that says they drink, and there is a school that says they didn't. And we are dealing with the Derech Hashem, and the Derech Hashem is a rationalist. Everything is reasoned out. And the Derech Hashem comes and says that there is such a thing as the power of the stars. That we must understand. Not that the stars have any power, but the stars are also one of the means of, one of the channels through which things are made to happen that start in the heavens, start in the world of the spirit, and are made to happen upon earth. Now, just if you try, that you'll be able to understand what he says here, let me try and explain something to you. First of all, you remember about the star and the Bakid and the Malach. So, the stars also have their sources. And then they have, each star has got a Malach or a Bakid reigning over it. That is, right at its source. And then, of course, there is intelligence. Now, have the heavenly body any kind of being? Now, let me give you an example. If you try and grow vegetables, that you need to eat. But no sudden ever comes to it, no sunlight ever comes to it. Will it grow? Can't grow. So we see that the sun has got a power that it gives us vegetables. It gives us fruit. It's got that power. Because if we block out the sun from it, we won't use anything. We've got the moon. The moon produces the tides in the ocean. Now, it's got that power. For those who love secrecy, the moon does a lot for the growth of cucumbers. Did you know that? Didn't you know that? He comes up, he does a lot for the growth of cucumbers. Of course, it's just the same as the sun does it, the moon does it, how it does it, why it does it, I don't know. But that is what I've been saying. Yes. So we see that there are influences that they have. The question is, can they influence us in any way? Now, I must warn you that molecules ain't muzzle medical. That means that genes are not under the influence of the constellation. Ain muzzle medical. That is, if genes are directly connected with us, then and they have no. Now, just let you see how this goes.
You want to ask me any questions on this before we go any further?
Well, let me just, in order to introduce it, let me just give you a further example. The Gemara says, if a person is born in the constellation of Ma'adim, now Ma'adim is the red star, that's Ma'adim. Then, there is even a certain part in the sky, I suppose, I can't tell you this question. He says, and we have an inclination towards blood, like blood. Let him become a shochet or a moah. So, my uncle explained why a shochet or a moah. He says, first of all, let him become a shochet, so he sees the blood of animals. If that doesn't satisfy him, then let him become a moah, he sees the blood of human beings. And then be satisfied. So he seems that there is something in it. Then my uncle asked the question, and he says, if a person has got an inclination like that, rather let him learn Torah. And then that would kill him. Torah sees everything. And he says, yes, that is perfectly true. But it means you've got to learn Torah, and you've got to learn the mitzvahs in the Torah, but you've got to learn it entirely with more. Only for as it is, no ulterior motive. It's a very difficult thing. Very difficult thing. And my uncle approached his teacher, and he put a very nice point across. When Yaakov Avinu went back from Padan Aram, from nobody went back home, he had to cross the river. So how did he cross the river? He took his staff and the river divided, the water divided, and he had to come across the river. Now he goes across and he's got to meet Esau, and he's terribly afraid of Esau. So, my uncle's teacher asked the question, a man who can split the river, can't he split Esau? He can track the river, can't he track Esau? Why is he so afraid of Esau? And he makes a very important statement. He says, it's easier to do the miracle of the river than to change the character of a human being. If there is a bad faith in the character of a human being. The Torah says, I must say, about Esau.
He has put his anger together, speaking about Esau. I shouldn't speak about Esau. He says, the three transgressions of Esau and the four, I will not reverse the ultimate punishment that the four and Esau is sending. Because he did pursue his brother with the four and the counsel of all pity, and his anger would take perpetually, and it kept his wrath forever. He said, it kept his wrath, keeps his wrath forever. Never lets him subside. He wants to be there forever. He wants to be there forever. He said, it's easier to to cross a river, to create a miracle for the river, so that it is the same character of a person. Now, so he said, of course, one would think that the best way to overcome personally that he lost the blood, the best way would be to study Torah. It would take a long time. A long time to be able to overcome it. In the meantime, he left to either become a social or a mother. That is my son. And then from the same time, he studied Torah, he said, that's longer. And then he paid late to the church. That is a miracle, so there is some kind of a sign that affects it. You can grow in the sunshine, but it is able to grow. But an oven is still a motherly's way. The Torah says that the bee does not come under the influence of the constellation. Now that is more realistic. So, there are two absolutely conflicting views of the subject. The one that we are saying, and that is that the human influence, in their view of faith, there is some kind of an influence, but it must be understood that if the influence comes from above, from God, and these are only the channels, it's not that the sound of God is an influence. These are only the channels from God. That when the sun gives warmth to the earth and sunlight to the earth, then vegetation flourishes. If there's no sun, there's no vegetation. Now, Hashem gives the warmth to the sun. It's Hashem who really causes the blood. And these are the instruments for it. And that is all it is. It's not that they have got the power. They have got the power. It's just that there are instruments in that consciousness. So I don't want to get into it. I want to get over with this chapter because I don't want to deal with this subject. It's not my consciousness. But I've given you as much as I can about it. So does that clear to you? Now, you see, remember I was the only Christian to tell him whether I got me close and with a purpose of his glory. You see, we've explained in the first part that all the concrete things laid upon earth, their roots are in the transcendental forces. The only same spoken in one of the aliens, the whole address is a speaking in terms, the Africa, seeking the author, the universal, the Lagashmi, the Kira, the Kira, the universal. You see, and eventually, that is where it starts, and then it comes down to earth through a whole process. Great changes taking place until these forces are changed to that which is concrete and they can take their heart down upon earth. You know, the telling there, who are we are going to change the problem. If you say it in second, you're talking completely wrong, you're starting to use your mind to listen to what you're talking about. You see, the starting the sphere to be created as means, as channels to bring down to earth those forces that exist. For example, it is the force of growth, growth of vegetation. So the sun and the stars are used as a means for that. The engine played a key role in India, and rather to present themselves in a form which is appropriate to love and earth. The only meaning of the Kabbalah model will say in the whole Machlek can say in the unit of the Mighty Rehot HaKot and Jomit, when to say it means the Rehot HaKot is a Kabbalah. You see, there are a number of stars that you have in the world. Those are all necessary in order to channel that which are in to the channel from the source down to the other center. Now, what is the key in saying that it doesn't accept it. What is that school doing? The problem is telling children, what is it all for? That is all for the use of man. and the one authority teaching to every language of nature, also one authority teaching, that if a star, a constellation, can bring any kind of creativity to a human being, that is the purpose of contemplation. Just to bring creativity to the human being. This is what he's about. We don't see it yet, but when we go out to constantly, we can see the beauty of this kind. It's remarkable. And he did not show to the telescope a group of stars that were hardly visible to the naked eye. And they called this the jewel box. And when he saw it through the telescope, what a remarkable sight. Every color is sparkling. So it's beautiful sight. Now it's possible that there was a time before the Hebrews of Horus when the human eye was able to see that. Today we can't see it. The naked eye can't see it. We don't have the fear box to be there. So the other school folks said that it's all there for the benefit of man, the beauty of it all, the pleasure that we can get out of it. Even if it means to feel a telescope, I was able to get a tremendous amount of pleasure. The sense of wonder that when I saw this, it is such a beautiful thing. As a united eye, you can see it. The telescope, there it was, the pure box. But I don't think it's such a hemisphere. I don't think it's visible in the hemisphere. But you can ask your friends, your attendees of the academy, whether they can do anything like that. Yeah. He says, and the best example I can give you is the power of growth. The power of growth is, its source is completely spiritual. And the power of growth through is going through the heavenly bodies, through the sun, and through the moon, and the cross is the first letter of the word. But it's a power. Growth is a power. And that is the way it is said to the letter of earth. Do you mind if the next page I do only in the English? Because I want to get serious stuff. Because there is another function that God allotted to the stars. Every person that appears among his physical things, as well as all that happens to them, is initiated on high. And then it's transmitted by the stars to the material world with its senses before. Now, he always emphasizes. It's not the stars in the earth that have any power at all. They haven't got the power. But they are used as the instruments of the power. It's the same that a surgeon does the most wonderful operation and saves a person's life. What it is. And it's easier because of the quality of life. He uses anesthesia. That anesthesia comes in. He uses instrument to monitor the pressure of the pulse of the patient all the time. Then he uses the scalpel. There are some operations that are so delicate that it's done through a microscope. So without the microscope, it can't be done. Now, to whom does the thanks go? Does it go to the microscope? Does it go to the anesthesia? Or does it go to the scalpel? Or does it go to the surgeon? So, goes to the surgeon. Those are the instruments. You go further back. You say that the surgeon is the conduit which I should use in order to cure the person. So he's also an instrument. The death is the way to understand what the Guru Pasuk says about that. That's for example, life, wealth, wisdom, children, things like this are all initiated and high among the roots. are being affected to the peripheral world among the branches of the individual to the appropriate to a particular star. This is the result of particular divisions and combinations of the stars following a specific cycle. Every event that has spoken in the peripheral world is allocated to a particular star depending on its specific category. That is true. That is this too. And that is that the star is the conduit through which it passes as it reaches God and hell. But it's only a conduit, that's all it is. All the rest of the things are bound under their authority. Through their system, everything happens as a result of the influence emanating from the stellar above to which the rest of it is individuated. Every three, paragraph two. Every human being is also subjugated to this system, and whatever happens to him is a result of this astrological influence. But, and now comes the important point. It is also possible, however, that the stellar influence is overridden by a higher power. But it has to be. So why didn't you know that? This is the only true in the case of their views, and accordingly, as a result, teacher, there is no consolation for Israel, any mother in Israel. There is no such thing as Michael Fraser, for the Jew they didn't get Nazareth. He is not implicated from under that influence. In other words, there is a more direct way that our sin has, and it is. The power of God's supreme influence is stronger than that of the stars, and that results in both of the kingdom of the higher influence rather than under astrological. That is, generally speaking, where there are astrological influences, everything comes from God, and we can change it. It doesn't have to be so. So then comes the final paragraph. The spirit influence is also circumscribed by lyrical limitations of being built by the highest reason. Some of these phenomena are known by observation, and this constitutes the science of astrology. So it seems to be such a thing. That the other astrologers and other astronomers also, they make these constellations over many years, and they make these things that take place at certain times, when the constellations are in a certain period, so they predict. It is a complete data of the system that is a penalty ascertained by observation. He says it's not an exact science. That we've got to know. It is for this reason that astrologers can predict only a relative small percentage of future events activity. So don't rely on them. Because it's only a small percentage. The ability to predict is further reduced by the fact that astrological influence can be overridden by God's providence completely. So, when we are so authoritative to predict, we can only predict a small percentage, and of that small percentage, God can override it. So, don't rely on that. That is what it is. This is the meaning of what the prophet Isaiah said. Now, let me tell you the story of the city of Sodom and tell you something about what will come upon you. I'll tell you the story of this means that I can believe something that certainly is not everything. And that is the end of this chapter. I'm very pleased that it's over. So, at least you've got the benefit of your gift sometimes, you get in the brain, it's the fear, the power, the ease of this is what you saw and all that. You've got some idea that the evil will overtake you. You made a mistake. We thought that it needed to be a distraction. That is what it is trying to tell you. It's true, something did happen. It's quite completely different. So, don't rely on that. But I would advise you to leave this book the hands of Mary Constable at Paul's uncle. Easy reading. It's a brilliant decision. By the way, it seems to me that he was read into this, that he had been read by it, and he made a study of it concerning this is what he said, and Harry Potter.
It's interesting that he could tell to those that had a governor life,
I heard the talking when they were happy to be around, and they were saying,
something happened, and he saw it, but there's a fire that goes by there, and they asked me what fire was that, and I said, I don't know. And they wanted to know, I really didn't want to tell them, because I didn't want them to predict things, and I really didn't want to know.
The fire,
the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire,
But they will follow. Yes, I know. But I want to ask, according to this chapter, according to the chapter that we've just read, chapter 4, influence of the stars, would you go by the stars? That is what we've got to divide it. Yeah, he belongs to the school that creates the world, to the country, to the but would you go by it? I mean, if you get $1 million, that's everything you've got, you lost everything. The coach is down and down and down and down. But I don't know why you can tell anybody to be such an invite. But the devil should be so good. Anybody can be such an invite.
Is that fair? Something
under the stars or that? No, that's true to me. It must be that you have to be there. Because whatever I could tell the story, the other child, he did it. He did something, and they were told that if they did something, they wouldn't come to him. And now there has been no method in the book forever. Just put together by God. If they would take that and they'll put their hands on it and give it to the Bible and ask the Bible a question, and they did it. And they put the richest man in the family, That you can see that the purpose of the chapter, we call the liar. If you're not, because above all these aspects, the sincerity is being concerned. But that they've got different experiences. But that is extremely good. I have a lot of good controversy now. Those who say they do, and those who say they are good controversy. And the state of the coin that says that I do not to do so, but they don't do so. He, in one chapter, he discusses this. And it's very interesting, also I decided not to do this, and I went to have a look at him. And it's very interesting, he didn't accept the same way that I did it. He just goes to speak to the person who did nothing more about him. He didn't give his own opinion on this. He said, even if this is the truth, that exists. But even though I've got to explain to you the bill, I said to you, the bill, and the very basic fundamental aspect of this is the bill. And now from there we go on to the attack to the attack to the ground. At the importance of the appeal that the important part of the world, the way the living is good work, and the crime, you know, in some countries they call a circuit court, that the high court goes on circuit, and it goes to the larger places,
if a person is private and he's sitting in the other office, he'd rather be a shepherd than, I think from Rabbi Fitz, you know, whether he's just the order happiness, that if you see that from his followers, I think there's a point that we're looking, that, from your mind is to change. So if a person has a bad nature, then evil nature that might be good is to work for them to work in an orphanage. And I thought that was strange.
In
an orphanage, it was supposed to be kind. And that was the same with the
children. Yes, it was just that when you look at that, you see, I thought it was my uncle's teacher. That was a
different
situation. Oh, okay. That is just a Christian's own desire.
Okay.
What we need to do there. So that is the thing that he said is the name of his teacher. He said, yes, he is. That is the word of it. And to do to serve it such a long time. But to overcome it, you know, it is a good thing. But I'm telling you that to be a circle, it's not only that the prophet has the luck, but it is a beautiful chapter that many, many years ago I read to Sabbath morning here. But it took the Thomas Mann book, and he called it the Magic Mountain. And the Magic Mountain is diverse, they're upping you up. And here, he says it to the relationship is up there. Now, I was up in diverse, and I brought somebody with such a captivity on the before they had the epidemic go to the place, the matter of the population. So we were blessed with my silver sanatorium, the sanatorium there, in the book. And I went to the Jewish sanatorium, and I brought somebody up there, and I got him into this sanatorium, and it's called the Tanya. Let the Jews have a failure. But they were doing that though. Stop it going over the world. They're going to be there. Because, as you know, idea of what the place is all about the Bible. So, also, Jessica Bennett's the eloquent in seeing that. And the benefit of it is to describe, this is the magic answer, is describing the people of the earth, and it's the character. And there's one character, I mean, the capacity, I don't quite remember that, the spirit is the son of a social. And then the most essential law, by the time the most essential law, speaking about the surface, and those people who work on the abattoir and controlling the surface. And the people who work on the abattoir are brutal people. You know what an abattoir is? And the people who work on these abattoirs are the most brutal people and critical. And the surface influences them at all times. Now, of course, one of the questions of why this would be so. And if I remember correctly, in the topic, now this is a Ramban. I don't remember whether it's a Ramban, but I'm thinking of whether he actually says it, that he doesn't say the Ramban, as to hear a lot of sources that Jews and Islam, for which he took things. And he says that if he takes the Shulchan, then he's got to prepare the mouth so carefully that the business is granted law in the mouth. Because life is clear, makes the animal be someplace, and the animal has to be where he tells. And the blood is doing the work of the brain immediately in the skin of the animal and causes. So there is no possible on the nasty judge, I did with my finger, with the nail of a finger, and I've got a nice feeling in this. Narrow of the finger, and I can double the problem if it is a leaf here, I can reject it. I can also reject it in sunlight. It is a theory of just the sunlight is practicing. Now, once upon a time, they tested it out on the sun, because the sun is so sensitive. You can be able to do that. And also, there was a way of testing it. But they would take a drop of water, have a little bit of their blood, put it on the mat, and roll it down. And if there was a leaf there, the drop would put into blood. So the drop would roll down, and that's the way it's done. But it had to be loaded only in the first place. And the preparation that was going into it, because ours to pretend that to prepare one is to prepare the mat. But ours! And he's got to prepare that before he goes on and he gathers in. And then he puts a block of it, the speaker has some rocks that go there. The concept that all that's so useless. But it's so useless. The fact is that I took the property in church that his own conclusion and the things that he did. But that is what the revolution called the Talmudic for the scientists. If you the Yaakov that he got it is actually saying about himself. So, the evil of the effect is much more difficult to deal with than the global military economy.
Yeah. just as so much lost his expression of existence and lost his love that he announced the nectar.
If you could also just spread the word about this and you try to get more, this is a benefit for going forward. Just the story about the children and the stories you've got to be certain times. I think when you start the flower, you have to do.